What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to orthosensi.com to learn more about their services. Remember, that's orthosensi.com. Now, before we get to our featured guest of the evening, the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys soccer program, just a quick little couple things from me. First, you might be able to tell that my voice is a little shot today. That's because I was doing too much hooting and hollering at the FC Cincinnati Columbus Crew game on Saturday. My favorite team continues to be victimized by poor officiating and the, we'll say, reluctance to go over and check the video replay, which, if you're not going to use it to get calls right, why even have it at all? But that's why I'm sounding the way that I am today. And then I also have a little quick story about how I started playing soccer for Dwayne Yulman, who's the head coach of the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys soccer program. I guess it was back about 2004. I was entering my junior season, and my basketball coach, I was a basketball player. That's really the only sport that I played. He wanted me to play football. So there's a kind of a gathering in the gymnasium with all the fall sports, and the coaches kind of said what they wanted to say to prospective students. And athletes listened to the football coach talk, and then I moseyed on over and listened to Dwayne talk, and I liked what he had to say. So without ever touching a soccer ball in my entire life, I decided to play soccer my junior and senior season, and it was two great seasons, and I have some lifelong friends out of it. Just a really enjoyable time. So glad that we can have this chat here tonight with Coach Yulman, who I know better as Dwayne, and some of his star players. So without further ado, let's welcome in everybody. Dwayne, I want to welcome you in first. I appreciate you coming out tonight and bringing some of your boys.
Thank you, Travis. Like I said, that was a really nice junior and senior year we had with you. And I still remember your last game that you played was on East Central's field.
Yep.
And minutes before the end of the game, you got a slide tackle and hurt your ankle. And it killed me because I was afraid it was going to hurt you for basketball. So, yeah, that was a lot of good memories.
Absolutely. Luckily, I was okay and didn't harm my basketball season, but I really did have such an enjoyable time playing soccer at Lawrenceburg, and I imagine these young men are having a blast as well. So, speaking of which, let's introduce the or actually let these young men introduce themselves. We'll go around the horn here. Whoever wants to start up first, give me your name, the year you are in school, what position you play, and we'll throw in something fun at the end. What's your favorite food? Put that in at the end. Go ahead.
My name is Jason Cosby. I am a senior. I play center mid, but I'm currently out right now. And my favorite food is probably steak.
Good choice. All right.
I'm Drew Tufts, senior. I play midfield and forward. Favorite food, probably pizza.
Pizza. All right. Very good. Go ahead.
I'm AJ Nelson. I'm a senior. I play defense, and my favorite food's probably pizza, too.
All right, good.
Jared Whitelock, number 7. I play defense, and my favorite food's spaghetti.
Yeah, we got a few more. Go ahead.
Casey Sharpshare, I'm a junior, number 6. I'm a stopper. My favorite food is probably anything Italian.
Anything Italian? All right, very good.
I'm Pablo Cunningham. I'm a junior. I'm a forward too, and probably my favorite food is Mexican.
Mexican, all right. One more Mexican here. Get these introductions out of the way. Go ahead.
I'm Sebastian Gilmore, a senior. I play sweeper, and my favorite food is probably pizza, probably.
A lot of pizza lovers here on the Lawrenceburg Tigers team. All right, very good. So before we get into talking about this season, a year ago, 13-4, finished second in the EIAC. I know the year didn't end the way you wanted it to with the loss to Batesville in the sectional. So just kind of put a recap on the 2021 season. We'll start with Coach there, and then if any of the players want to weigh in on that, we can do that as well. 2021 thoughts.
Well, it definitely didn't end the way we wanted it to end. Nevertheless, we had an amazing season, tied the school record for the most goals. We had 105 goals, tied the 2001 team. So that's a lot of years and we actually tied the goal for 105. We had, I think, Cosbo got the assist record last year. We had tied the single by Asher tied the season record for the 40 goals. But with that, we also had just amazing games. I mean, towards the end of the season, a few things happened. We lost a couple players to injury. Nothing, not taking anything away from Batesville. But like I said, I think these boys have a lot to prove this year, and we've talked about it a lot since June when we started.
All right, talking to some of the players, kind of coming off of the 2021 season, you feel like you underachieved a little bit, and that kind of puts a little chip on your shoulder for this season. We know you're already underway, and we're going to get to some of those games you've already played, but kind of fill us in on how you felt about that 2021 and then moving into 2022.
Yeah, it was very disappointing toward the end of the year, especially coming off that really good regular season, going 13-4, beating some pretty decent teams pretty handily during the season and getting into sectionals and losing that game. It was bad, but that's was in the past. So I guess the real thing is how we bounce back this season and how we come to the season strong.
All right, and using the end of last season for motivation for this 2022 season as well. Anybody want to take that?
Yeah, definitely to beat South Dearborn, just because, you know, us in Batesville shouldn't have let them win last year, but this year they're coming out strong. But I'm ready to play them.
All right, very good. And I'm interested to know how the off season is maybe different from when I played. We've talked to some other teams about how their off season training went and what kind of goes into that. I'll start with Coach, and then you guys can talk about some of the things you did over the summer to get prepared for this season. But how's things different nowadays than when I played it? Because we had 2-a-days and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you were still part of the 2-a-days. Those don't happen anymore because of the early school time. They mm-hmm. start earlier in August. We always started when you played probably mid-August to mm-hmm. school. So the 2-a-days, but we start the first Tuesday of June and work June and July, and then we have our bonding week at the end of July, the last week of July before the mandatory practices start the 1st of August. And our bonding week is all conditioning. So what we used to do in the 2-a-days in the mornings, we do that week of last week of July. So they still get it. I had this group this year show them my yellow notebook, which I have them from all the way back to 1998.
Right.
I had to show them because they seemed to think I was making them do more, and I was you're not doing anything more than they did years ago.
All right, so let's ask the players, what do you dislike about all that summer conditioning? Maybe I know there's some bad parts that you probably aren't super crazy about.
I'm probably gonna start with bonding week.
Okay. What particularly do you maybe not like about it?
Probably the running part. Bonding week.
just the running part. Yeah. You guys still do the run through town and the
That's on Friday.
River run.
That's not even the worst one. I say the worst one's just
Cinderella.
Jog or run on the whistle. That one gets me every time.
All right. Is there anybody that like really loves it?
Jared Whitelock.
What else goes on in the offseason? What have you guys, I know you've played 5 games. We're going to get to that. But again, what were some of the things that you were working on in the offseason? Something that maybe you wanted to get better at individually? And we can kind of go around the horn on that one.
So I take the summer as like getting to know the players, especially the new guys, as an incoming freshman or just transferring students. So it's a lot of passing drills and a lot of scrimmaging to get to know where they should be at the right position and what skill level they're on, so how much they need to learn and how much they already know.
All right, let's go around the horn here. Drew, go ahead on that off-season, just things maybe you wanted to get better on or was hoping maybe the team would be focusing on getting better on.
So, like, we had a really good season last year, so we lost some players like Asher and Dom and Colby and just all those good players. So we had to fill those spots, and I think we did fill them this year, and we are filling them. So, like, during the summer, we had to, like Jason said, we had to put players where maybe they haven't played before. We just had to see how they did in that position and just move around so we can see, like, how we could do.
All right. AJ, you want to weigh in on some off-season stuff? Improvements. Go ahead.
Improvements I made?
It could be you or the team. Anything that comes to mind.
I think our team this year is pretty good because we have a lot of seniors. In the offseason, I was trying to recover because I pulled my hamstring during track. So I was just trying to get really back into the mix of everything before like games and stuff started.
All right, and we'll let Jared kind of finish this thought out. Just some stuff from the offseason. Go ahead.
I mean, what they said, like it's what Jason said, basically getting to know all the new freshmen. We have 13 or 14 new freshmen, I think.
12. It's close. We had 14.
Then with our senior year, we're losing 14 players, so that's good to always have new people come back in.
Right.
Then it's getting to know them, figuring out what position you should play, and just getting ball touches then. With bonding weekend, we run every practice 3-4 laps, so we stay conditioned. So when we have to play other teams, everyone can have skill, and the endurance is also a part of soccer.
Very good, well said. And coach, you said record goals last year. You lost some seniors that were very good players that contributed to that. So is that one of the areas when you start this 2022 season that you're like, we got to find a way to replenish some of those goals with some of the new kids?
This year, you hear in sports, this is going to be a rebuilding year. This is by no means a rebuilding year for us. This is what I call a retooling year, which I think Drew made the comment where we have, we lost some good players. I knew I had good players to fill their spots, but we were going to have to retool a little bit. Someone's going to have to move here. And what we want to do is we want the 11 strongest players on that field, whether, you might not play the same place you played last year. So we're definitely retooling, and we still are. Mm-hmm. We still are retooling. And some of the stuff that we're working on is our transition game. You lose the ball, you win it back right where you're at. Our possession game, you cannot score if you don't possess the ball. So possession and transition are two of the main things we've been working on a lot lately.
I'll say a few words that stick into my mind that I still hear to this day, even though I no longer play, is to somebody. Do you hear that a lot, passing the ball?
That or move white or move black. Right. Very good. Down those lines, usually.
All right, we're going to get to talking about some of your teammates here in just a moment, but you are listening to Crunch Time with the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys soccer program. Crunch Time is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Trimba, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home, orthosensi.com. So I do want to talk about personnel a little bit. Obviously, we have 7 players here in the studio, but I want to talk about some of the other young men that are on the team that have been playing well this season, or some guys that maybe stepped up in the offseason and kind of impressed you. So, Jason, you've been leading off with all these questions, so we'll let you go first again.
Yeah, I'd like to start off with our goalie, AJ Sparks. Never actually started a varsity game until this year, and he's been very impressive these first couple of games, I believe, this year. Made some big saves against Batesville especially. One was with his shoulder, which was kind of lucky, but it's all right. But yeah, he kept us in that game. Also, Xander Everidge, he's been very impressive. He's also never started a varsity game until this year, but he's been big for us, giving us good quality minutes over the games. Who else we got?
So you guys can jump in and weigh in too and help Jason out there.
We've got Luke Thornton. He's been very well. I think over the years Asher was there, he's been trying to mimic his game and trying to get his game down, and he's done very well this year with that. And yeah.
Anyway. All right. Anybody else want to add on to that? Who are some guys that have just been catching your eye a little bit? Drew, you want to go ahead or go ahead?
Jay Gelsa and Luke Johnson. They also have never played a varsity game, but outside mid, you do a lot of running. You have to run offense and defense, so they're giving our starters some break time with them doing it. Jake Elsa actually had an assist versus the Batesville game.
Very good. Yeah, you got to have some depth out there. I've talked to some other area teams that maybe don't have a lot of that. It's something that will help you throughout the course of the season. Who are some guys that are standing out to you, Dwayne?
The same ones they named. We've definitely got some depth as far as I'm big on having multiple outside middies because we do run their legs off of them in a game. And they know that when they let me know that when they're tired, and I'll get them out and get them back in. The ones they named, the main ones, Luke Johnson, LJ, I'm so impressed with him because he was actually cut his freshman year. Okay. It was one of the years we had to cut. And, you know, we had 35 players this year. Routinely, I keep 38, anywhere from 38 to 34 players. And when I cut him, that was one of the hardest things I've ever done in all the 25 years I've coached. And I told Luke, I said, don't give up on me. Mm-hmm. Come back. And to see how he's playing now this year, you know, he came back a sophomore year. He made the team, made it junior year. Now he's a senior. And to see how he's worked off season in the weight room, which most of these guys have, if not all of them, at the school working in the weight room, and if not at school in one of the local gyms here. But Luke has really put in the time.
That's a really cool story, a testament to him to show that he didn't give up and came back now playing meaningful minutes. Did anybody else want to weigh in on teammates?
I'd say Carson Milan, too.
Okay.
So, like, our last game we had, like, we're down Jason, and Jason's a really big part of our team. So, it just, Carson Milan came in that game, and he filled Jason's shoes, and he actually had a goal that game. And he was going to the ball, and he was doing everything right that game. So he's been really good for us.
Awesome. I don't want to dwell on the injury too much, Jason, but how will you help this team moving forward this season?
Oh, well, I plan to be the same leader I would be if I was on the field. So I plan to be on the sideline, giving them tips and advice on how to be better and see if they can do what I see instead of, you know. And it sucks being out, but it's in the past. You got to move on from it. So I plan to still be that leader on and off the field and try to help him out as much as I can.
That's really cool. You got a great mindset about that. Do you have any aspirations to maybe be a coach one day? Because you might get to experience that a little bit, helping out with the team the rest of the season.
Oh, if it comes down to it, maybe, but
not something maybe you've thought about.
No, I haven't thought about it.
He's been on the sidelines for two games, and when he got hurt, when I got to him in that Connersville game, his first words were to me was, "Coach, not my senior year."
Yeah,
and I'll never forget that because that's the first thing he said to me. And he's helped already. We've talked about it. He knows he's another set of eyes on the field, on the sidelines. He sees the field very well when he's on the field. He sees it very well on the sidelines. He's been a big help the last two games already.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the 2022 season. You guys were ranked to start the season, and as of today, most recent ranking, 15th in the 2A, class of 2A. So I don't want to talk about that too much, but with the ranking comes maybe a little added pressure, but tempering expectations at the same time. I know that's kind of the way you go about thinking about those rankings, right, Coach? So,
and they know it too. I've talked to them.
What has he drilled into your brain about that?
The rankings don't really matter. I just think if we go out there, we can play with anybody, no matter the ranks or who we are, who they are. If we go out there, we can play with anybody.
Does anybody else have anything to add to that, or was that perfectly said by Drew here?
Yeah, I had something. So we're going to get the best of everybody. Mm-hmm. It's how it's been all 4 years I've been here. We're going to get the best game out of everybody, no matter what the team is. And they're just going to – they want to beat us. That's how every team is.
Does that help?
It serves as motivation to us.
Easier,
you know,
to get excited for the games because, yeah, like, you're not going to walk into any game where it's just someone's going to roll over, yep, against you guys. They're going to give you your best shot, so you got to be prepared to play every night. Do you have that type of mindset?
Yeah, we have that just because of our coach. He drills it into our heads before every single game.
All right, well, let's...
In a good way, though.
Right. Well, we'll get off of that, and we'll move into the games that you've actually played. 4-1 this season, a couple wins over ranked teams in 1A, Oldenburg and Jacksonville. Blitzed Rising Sun, and then a very good win against Batesville, who's always very tough. I kind of go back to last season. They ended your season, so that must have been a pretty validating win early in the 2022 season. What can you guys say about that? Was that maybe the top moment so far in this early season?
I wouldn't say a top moment because we did the same thing last year.
Okay.
In regular season. We beat them 5-0.
And then I'm not saying, like, they're bad or anything, but Sebastian, he went down with his ACL, so he was out for that sectional game. Not saying, like, baseball's bad or anything like that, but
right.
I just feel like I'm going to learn from last year that just because we beat him in the regular season doesn't mean we're going to have it easy in the sectional.
Very good mindset there. And then I know the Connersville game was a tough one for you guys for multiple reasons. But overall, 4-1 start, you feel pretty good?
Yeah, feel real good about it. We just talked about it tonight. We stayed in and watched film tonight because of the lightning. We couldn't get out. Not what we want to do before we play Connor tomorrow, but it had to be. But I think it was productive because mm-hmm. we got to talk about just what you just asked. And they've started something good. They just need to finish it. I told them by the end of next Saturday, we'll be halfway through our regular season because we have three tough games this week.
It goes quick. I want to say this. You got a game tomorrow. You didn't practice tonight, so you're going to be running all over that field like wild against Connor tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the expectation after a day off. So, Connor, very good team. You also have Taylor this week. Are they still as physical as they've always been?
These are probably our two most physical games.
Connor as well.
Right back to back, too.
And then Rushville on the weekend.
And that's senior day on Saturday.
Okay, senior day on Saturday, so make sure you're getting out to that particular game. I know next week you have East Central and South Dearborn looming as well, so mm-hmm. it's a tough part of the schedule. Feel like you're going to learn a lot about your team over these next five matches?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, we're retooling. So every practice, every game is a learning lesson for us. The coaching staff, we talk about it after practice, after games. Should we do this? Should we move this one here? It's going to be a work in progress. And then our whole goal is, no matter what happens the first 16 games, we got to be ready when the postseason starts. And that's what we're shooting for.
And that kind of leads me into talking about your main goals and aspirations for this year. I know every team in the state of Indiana in any sport wants to win a sectional, so I guess it goes without saying. But what would it mean for you guys to, one, rally and potentially win the conference? You still have that goal in front of you. Some things are going to have to happen, obviously, but you got the sectional there as well. What would it mean to you to be able to have some sort of championship success here in 2022? We can kind of go around the horn on this.
It felt really good to win my sophomore year. And because we were like 9-8, so like we didn't win a lot of games, but we didn't lose a lot of games. It was just like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up winning the sectional. And then for this year, it's my senior year. And I kind of want to go out with a sectional win. And yeah, I just want to win really bad. So
be pretty sweet. Who else? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, what Drew said, I mean, every team, every senior wants to go out with a sectional win. Then. Who knows how regionals take semi and state. But
you get to the regional, anything can happen at that point. Yeah. That's kind of the way it seems. How about for the juniors back there, being able to help send off your seniors in a special way? Do you want to weigh in on that at all?
It would be great to help my freshman year, to help mm-hmm. those seniors that I got really close with, and to help these guys. It would be a dream.
All right, very good. Do you guys want to kind of steer away from some of that talk and try to loosen up and have a little fun here at
yeah.
the end here?
Yeah,
all right, let's see if we can kind of open it up here a little bit. First, I'll start with I guess it's a fairly serious question. After high school for the seniors, do you guys have any plans in mind for where you want to go to college or join the workforce, military, anything like that? Dream job, what you want to work towards after high school? You want to start with that?
As of right now, my goal after high school is to get a bachelor's degree in engineering.
All right.
Not 100% decided on where I would like to go, but there's a couple colleges I've been thinking about, like UC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be close to home there. All right.
I want to stay with sports, so I mean, I think sports management and like the marketing and business and all that stuff, and I'm a really big IU fan.
Okay.
So I either go to IU, or if I can't get into IU, I'll go to UC, hopefully.
All right, cool.
Just those two schools.
Very good. All right, let's keep going here. AJ?
So after high school, I probably want to attend college for like art or teaching. I don't know really where I want to go yet, though. So,
what kind of art you do?
I don't know. I just like sketch around.
You like sketch? Okay. Yeah. So
he's very good.
Early, very good though?
Very good, Aris.
All right.
I want to do physical therapy in college.
Okay. So you guys got a little bit of an idea what you want to do. You're farther ahead than I was when I was a senior, so that's good. All right. You guys want to go?
I guess I'll go.
All right. I don't know if the juniors were already ready for college, but go ahead. Yeah, you can jump in there.
I'm a senior.
Right? Sorry, my bad. Good.
Honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing after high school. I might go to college. I would like to move down to Florida, but I'm not sure yet.
What's up with the Florida move? Yeah. You just want the warmer weather?
Yeah, I just want to be in the warm weather all year round.
All right, very good. All right, we'll move away from the school talk. Do you guys play video games?
I do.
So you played FIFA?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
We were big FIFA players when I played soccer, so I thought that was going to be a thing, but I guess you guys are way cooler than
I guess they're cooler than me.
What kind of games you play?
I don't play Fortnite. If anyone was sitting in their cars listening, I don't play Fortnite. But I'll play about just about anything else but Fortnite, I guess.
All right, so what do the rest of you guys do in your spare time? What's some of your hobbies?
I go Kunin.
All right. Anybody else? Well, you like to draw, but anything
I like to draw. I spend a lot of my money on Legos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's still on that creative, artsy side. That's cool.
Yeah.
This is relatively new, but I've been very into golf lately.
Sweet.
It's been nice. Get out and relax and have a little bit of fun.
I like golfing. Do you like any place around here in particular to play?
Personal favorite is Sugar Ridge,
okay.
And I'm also a fan of Circling Hills out in Harrison.
Very good. I've played both of those, and I've lost a lot of balls there, so that's good. What about you guys in the back? You want to weigh in on the hobby talk, or are you good? We're good. They're good. All right. So you guys watch soccer?
No. Sometimes.
I don't sit there and watch it, but like if it's on, I guess I'll watch it. I love playing soccer, but I just... sitting there on my couch watching soccer, I just don't really...
You guys are ruining all my questions right now. Don't really watch soccer, so I can't ask if you have a favorite team or a favorite player.
Big football. Big football fans here, I'm assuming.
Big football fans?
Oh, yeah.
We don't play soccer, but we're big football fans.
That's all right. I love football. Who's your favorite football teams?
Bengals. Hometown, Bengals.
Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
Bengals across the board. I knew I liked you guys. favorite player on the Bengals?
Jerry Feisty, probably.
I'm going to go with Joe Mixon.
Jamar Chase.
Can only pick one.
We're going with Joe Scheisty. All
right, Joe, Jamar, all that. All right, you guys have a favorite high school memory so far, maybe particular playing soccer?
I feel like winning that sectional sophomore year was big. Since our freshman year for our seniors, there was 10 seniors that started. Everyone had to step up. So from coming a team that a lot of people doubted, though, being the underdogs and beating Batesville in that sectional.
I kind of like being the underdogs, though, because we weren't really expected like anything because we lost.
We had that chip on our shoulder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we weren't expected to win.
Yeah, we went like 9-8 that regular season, so I was just like, I guess we'll play sectionals. I don't really know what's going to happen. And then we went in there and played hard and played together, and we ended up winning. It was a really great experience to have.
Well, sometimes it makes it sweeter when you're not expected to do something Anybody else?
Is it outside of high school, too?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you got
I think they know where this is going, but personally, my favorite is winning that national championship back with my select team in 2021.
There you go. All right.
In Sarasota.
Oh, okay. Florida.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Sarasota. Florida. Maybe that's a spot to be sometime down the line. All right. Well, I don't have anything else for you. I do wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. I'm glad we were able to do this. Any final thoughts?
Just thank you for inviting us. We're glad we could come on. I am proud of these guys. I will be prouder at the end of the year, I'm sure. They're working hard. It's like I said, it's definitely a work in progress, though. And they know it, and we know what the ultimate goal is, and that's in the postseason. So that's what we're playing for.
All right. Well, speaking of which, this is kind of how we do it on Crunch Time. Any team that goes and wins a sectional gets an automatic invite back. So you guys win that trophy? You can come back and see me at the end of the season. We'll celebrate that. That sounds good?
Go ahead and schedule the visit.
That sounds good. All right, the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys soccer program, thank you so much for coming out tonight. Good luck the rest of this season. They're taking on Connor tomorrow. Get out and support these young men as they look to notch their fifth win of the season. As always, thanks to Ortho Sensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for their continued sponsorship of this show and support of high school sports. No show next week due to the Labor Day holiday, so I'm going to take a little siesta there. We will reconvene on Monday, September 12th. Thank you so much for listening to your hometown radio station. It's Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.